It's a Gemara in Tainus, on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. And I assume that people have heard this Gemara, but if not, then you've probably heard the Gemaras that are connected to it. Tanya, the Gemara says, Tanya, we learn a Braisa Hayu, Rabbana Oimer. Rabbana said the following line, Kol Ha'osef B'Torah L'Shma T'Reisa Nasis Lo Samachayim. Anybody who learns Torah L'Shem Shemayim, you learn it L'Shma, then the Torah becomes for you an elixir of life. The Gemara says, Shnemar Eitz Chayim Mi L'Machas Yitim Bo. That is a living tree for those who grab onto the Torah itself. As you know, it's a samachayim from that pasuk. No man. And the Gemara brings another pasuk. Repos tihi l'sharefa. Repos tihi l'sharefa. That it should be a healing for your body, for your bones. Ve'omer ki motzi motzachayim. That if you find me, you found life. You have the ability to find life. Says Gemara, v'chol osek b'Torah shelo lishma. If you learn Torah without the proper intentions, nasis lo sama mavas. The Torah becomes for you like a poison. Shemar yaro kamatur likhi. It pours down like rain, my Torah. Ve'in arifa al ariga. When it says the word arifa, you refer to ariga as we see from the egla rufa. So Gemara says, again, if you learn Torah lishma, it's a samachayim. If you learn Torah shelo lishma, it's a samamavas. It's one or the other. Very black and white. It's either samachayim or samamavas. Brachos, sabyut zayim and aleph. We know, this is another line that's said about learning Torah Shalosh Ma, anyone who does something Shalosh Ma, Noach lo shalom nivra. It's better for him to have never been created in the first place. That's somebody who learned something Shalosh Ma. Not only is it a poison for you, but it's better that you were never around in the first place to have started. That's what is better for you. And then Pesachim Nunim Adays. Amr of Yiramarav, La'olam Yasek Adam Betero Mitzos Apopi Shalolishma, Shemitok Shalolishma Balishma. A person should always be Osek in Torah Mitzos Shalolishma. Why? Because Mitok Shalolishma Balishma. From that situation of Shalolishma, eventually it'll lead to a Lishma situation. If you're hoping it'll bring itself up to, it'll climb itself up. A strange series of Gemara. So Rashi tells us, learning Lishma means learning because Hashem commanded us to do it. Hashem said, learn, so therefore we learn. That's the idea. What's Shelo Lishma? He says, not in order to be called a Rebbe. That's Shelo Lishma. If you learn in order to be called a Rebbe, that's called Shelo Lishma. You're hearing this. That means that if you learn to become a Rebbe, Lefi Rashi, that means Noach lo shelo nivra. It's better for you to have not been created, and all of your Torah is like a poison for you. That's Rashi's Shita. That's amazing. That's an amazing chumrah. An amazing chumrah. Now Tosfos is a little bit lighter. Tosfos gives ideas that at least work the situation a little bit better for you. He asked the famous question, how could it be that over here we're saying that you shouldn't learn Shelo Lishma, that it's a poison, that it's something terrible for you? While the Gemara of Sukkim, it says, Mitok Shelo Lishma, Bo Lishma. That when a person learns something Shelo Lishma, eventually it becomes Lishma. How could that be? So Tosfos asked that question, and he gives a bunch of different answers. In that area of Tainus, he says the following. He says, if someone learns in order to become a Rebbe, or in order to be honored, to get some type of kavod, if that's what he's learning for, if you're learning for that reason, then it's Shelo Lishma, Bo Lishma. To become a Rebbe, unlike Rashi, it's eventually going to come into Lishma. However, when we're saying it becomes a poison to you, when is Torah like a poison to you? If you use it in order to argue with others. I don't want to learn Torah because Hashem commanded it to me. I don't even want to learn Torah for the honor involved or to become a Rebbe. I'm learning Torah just so I have an argument back when people say something to me. I can say that's not what the Torah means because the Torah says this. That's what it means by Shelo Lishma and a poison, says Tosfos. In Brachos Yudzayim Aleph, in Nazir, Kaf Gimel on the Beis, the exact same Tosfos. The exact same answers. Lishma is to become a Rebbe. Shelo Lishma that eventually leads to Lishma is to become a Rebbe. And Shelo Lishma, which is terrible, is this situation right over here. But Tosfos himself seems to argue a little bit. He says, if you're learning in order to argue, or to feed your ego, or to destroy your friends in halacha, and even if you're learning with no intention to eventually accomplish, learning shalom and aflakayim, you don't want to do what you're learning about. You just want to hear about it, but you're never going to accomplish anything. It's never going to lead you anywhere. That he calls a destructive, poisonous Torah. a Torah that's going to turn something around and destroy you. Tosis and Sota puts it in a different light, but it's a similar idea. If you serve Hashem out of love or fear, you're afraid of Him and you're afraid of Gehenna. You love Him and you want to do what your king wants you to do. That's still a little bit of Shalom Lishma. The love can eventually turn into Lishma. It eventually will get you to a nice little thing. You'll break out of it and you'll get there. But if you learn, he says, in order to better understand how to do something wrong, your Torah learning is all about finding the reasons why you don't have to do something. That you can get out of something. In that sense, that's a poison for such a person and will lead a person to do something worse. That Gemara in Sota Chaf Beis Mabez comes right after the Gemara of Rabbi Eliezer, where he says, teaching a woman Torah turns it into tiflus. That there's a tiflus involved. And the way that's translated by the Rishonim is the same way. They're finding heterim. Their learning is not because of the actual learning that you should be doing. They're trying to find a way to get out of things. And that's the reason why you can't teach your daughter Torah, because it's not being done for the right way. And such Torah being learned in order to find heterim is a poison for a person. It becomes a sama mavet to such a person. So let me ask you, honestly, how many people do you know that are learning Torah Lishma in your life? How many people do you know that are so black and white that they're only learning Torah because Hashem commanded them to do it? How many people do you know that started off, they learned Torah out of honor because they wanted to be called a Rebbe, something like that, and eventually got to this level where all of a sudden they're doing it Lishma, where right now they're learning Torah Lishma? If it's this black and white, and we're dealing with only because Hashem commanded me to do it, I'm not thinking of any reward, there's no extra honor that I'm gaining over here, I'm only doing this simply put because Hashem told me to do it. How many people are like that? I can't imagine any teacher is on that level of Lishma. Because every time he learns, even though obviously he wants to learn it because of the sake of learning, he is learning in order to teach his kids, his Talmidim. He's learning in order to say a good pshat. A love of a soul is trying to inspire his congregants. He's doing it not because it's simply kasher tzivcha Hashem Elokecha. He's doing it because this is, you could call it to get more honor, to improve other people. It's still not Lishma. And if mitok shelo lishma ba lishma is a true statement that eventually it's going to lead to lishma, what does this mean? How does that eventually lead to lishma? How could it be that anyone is getting to that level of lishma? Where does it come from? How do we do it? I think if we go back to that Gemara in Tainus, all the questions are answered by the Gemara itself. Whenever you see a Gemara, and the Gemara brings a proof from a pasuk, and it doesn't bring one pasuk, it brings two pasukim. It says Va'omer. So sometimes the Gemara will do it, but if the Gemara doesn't do it, you have to do it yourself. My Va'omer. Why is there a second pasuk being offered? And this Gemara in Tainus doesn't just bring two answers. It brings three psukim, three separate psukim, to show you that learning Torah Lishma, if you learn it in the proper fashion, there are three psukim that show you that it's a samachai. Some of us, you have one pasuk. Some of us, there's only one pasuk. Three psukim are trying to tell you this. What pshat? Why are we bringing three psukim to tell you that? That's my first question in that Gemara. Second thing, the Gemara tells you, you know how I know that it's a poison? That if you learn Torah the wrong way, that it becomes a poison? Because it's like rain. And rain is destructive. Since when is rain destructive? I know there's a type of rain that's destructive. But that's the one thing that I wouldn't have compared it to. If you want to compare it to something that's destructive, you would have said a hurricane, a massive storm. Yarov kamatar likhi. It's like rain. This is a bracha in a way. Granted, the word arifa means death because it's too much rain. But what does that mean? Why in the world are we giving an example of this how we know that it's a poison? This is how we know that it destroys you? Because it's like rain. That in and of itself takes work. Why would that be? Number three, when the Gemara says that the Torah ends up leading to Lishma, that's really not in Tainus. In the Gemara of Sotan, it's going to lead to Lishma. That's not really what it means. Mitok shelo Lishma, ba Lishma. From the situation where you're doing something shelo Lishma, Lishma comes. What does that mean? It doesn't mean that you're going to end up learning Lishma. It means Lishma comes. Where does it come? What does that mean? Well, what does that allow us to understand? So, we spoke 2 weeks ago about what it's like when people are learning and the status of a person of adding time to his learning. You have expectations. The expectations for a normal guy in yeshiva that are here, if you end up doing it correctly, if everything works out 100% correctly, you basically have 6 hours of learning to do per day. 6 hours of learning that you have to do. If you count 3 hours of morning seder, if we counted 2 hours of second seder, although that includes mincha, and an hour of night seder, you're expected to do 6 hours of learning a day. That is a quarter of your day. Learning Torah, a day is 24 hours, which comes as a shocker to a lot of people. But 6 hours of your day, you're spending learning. What you're doing the other 18 is your own business. Absolutely your own business. Yeah, there's an hour of davening that gets thrown in there, right? But everything else is there. If it's the kolel is adding on another 2.5 hours to make it 8 to 8.5 hours. 8 to 8.5 hours per day. Again, another, that is a little bit more, a third of your day, a little bit more than a third of your day spending learning Torah, right? But nonetheless, it's right there. And what we said was, is that you're expected to do this. But the real Shabbat learning Torah is to do a little bit more, to add on to that time. That night sitter doesn't end when night sitter ends. That 10 o'clock is not when everybody just disappears. You add 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 15 minutes, and a half an hour, and add it on, and that already changes everything. It changes what you are as a person, can change your mazel. It allows you to become a different person from what you are. But what if you're not in the mood? What if you can barely get past the 6 hours that you're given? I can't add on to the six. I can't even do six. I can't even do four. What if you can't get to the time? It's hard to push yourself past those expected hours. You know why you're not able to push yourself past there? Because you're not enjoying it. And that's where the Sam HaChaim comes into play. We're not telling you that Torah is life, although it is. Eitz Chaim Yilma Chazikinbo. We're calling it a Sam HaChaim. An elixir of life means if you treat it direct in the right way, if you treat this properly, and you drink this drink, it gets better as it goes on. But you drink the drink, and at first, it's a little bit. It tastes cool. It's refreshing. And you drink more, and it becomes even more refreshing. It becomes a drink that, instead of losing the fizz as it goes on, and becomes worse as you drink it, this is a drink where the perfect Coke is only at the end. And if you drink the cup, the Sam HaChaim, you end up getting the Chaim. It's not that it's Chaim automatically, it's you start drinking as you go through, as you get it more and more and more, that's the idea of how it goes through. If a person treats his Torah in that fashion, sacrosanct, synchrosanct, in that concept of using it, it is so holy that I'm going to keep doing it, and I'm going to allow myself to eventually, I'm going to push myself. I might not be in the mood now. I might feel a little sick now. I might not be in the best possible state for me to get it, but I know that I'm going to push myself. It's going to feel better. Then everything changes as the hours pass, as the time goes on. At first, it's difficult. The point of Torah being the Sam HaChaim, this elixir of life, is that it leads you to the next level. It helps you get to the next thing. It should be bitter at first, but then eventually it leads to something that's a little bit sweeter, something that you can grab onto, so to speak. And if we're learning that correctly, these are the three psukim. At first, it's Eitz Chaim Hilamach HaZikimbo. You have to grab onto it and be machzik in it, even if you don't want to. That's the first part of the pasuk that leads to that Sam HaChaim. Eventually, rifus shorilah. It ends up becoming this refuah that goes through your system that allows you to become better. And just like a tree grows, the Torah grows with you, making it better and filling you on the inside with what you need. At the end of what it's going to be, you found a true Chaim. The wording of the pasuk is Kimotzi Matzachai. I have found something that becomes life for me. It's only at the end when you get it. The Gemara is bringing down these three psukim because that's the process of what it's like when you're learning. It's never going to be immediate. It's never going to be this, here's what you're going to do and here's what it's going to be. It's going to take you a while. It's going to take a lot of work to push yourself past that point and make yourself get to the next level. That's true when a person really wants to learn. When a person really gets himself into that, when he goes into it thinking, I want to do what Hashem tells me, and I want to really get there, then it comes automatically. Shalom lishma, memela becomes lishma. Are you eventually going to be learning Lishma? It's possible yeah, possible no. But it leads to the level that Torah Lishma leads you to. Torah Lishma is going to bring you to the point where you enjoy it and you get it and everything there. If you learn Shalom Lishma and push yourself, then that allows you to get to this level that Torah Lishma gets you. And it's Balishma. It's automatic. It's not that it turns into Torah Lishma, that automatically you're going to be learning Torah Lishma for the rest of your life. It's not that. The effects are the effects of Torah Lishma. And then there's the other side. The other side is, I've seen many people learn Torah all day long whose midos are not any different than what they were before. And in fact, I would tell you, there's a lot of people who learn quite a bit and are worse off because of it. That what they become after they turn into, so to speak, these Talmidei Chachamim, are people that I would never want my children to be like. It's very few and far between. I don't think it's there, but they become angrier, more narcissistic, more looking at themselves and acting as if they are the reason why the whole world exists and nobody else is there. Torah has that effect on people because when people go into it thinking that I'm learning Torah, everything else comes secondary, unfortunately, that leads you to the thinking that everybody else who's not doing what you're doing is not as important. And it doesn't really matter. When I was in Eretz Yisrael, it was commonplace, normal, for every Kol guy to basically lie, to lie to Bituach Lumi and try to get yourself on the Bituach Lumi program, to get yourself government-funded refuah. That would be like, in Trump's world, somebody coming from Mexico and forcing themselves onto the American medical system, putting themselves into a situation where they would get it. It was what we were doing, and it was 100% illegal. There were taxes that you had to pay on top of your apartment. An extra little bit of hanukkah that you could get. 75% off was the most they would take off your taxes if you could prove that you weren't making any money. Almost everyone I knew, their apartments were being paid for by their parents. If they'd ask their parents for the extra $1,000, the parents would probably give them the extra $1,000 if that was the cost of the apartment. But I knew barely anyone who didn't get that hanukkah. They didn't go for the 75% off. And it bothered me. It bothered me so much. And at first, I did it, just like everybody else. Because everybody did it. And everybody was doing this. And then it hit me. Yeah, I could find Heterim for this. I could hit I 100%. I'd learned enough that I was able to find out, is the Israeli government really a government anyway? Should they be taxing me? Shouldn't they be paying me to do what I'm doing? Of course. I had a theorem everywhere. I even went to Rabbanim, and the Rabbanim gave me a theorem. There was no question about that. But does that make sense? The person who's learning all day long is trying to get out of something? Does that make any sense at all? Yeah, I was poor. Okay. Lots of people were poor. Is that what people should be doing? So where does the Torah come into play here? Where does it become from Shalom Lishma to turn into Lishma? You know what it leads to? It leads into a person learning Torah can go one of two ways. They could excuse all of their behavior and say that, listen, Halakha allows me to make these types of decisions, using halacha in order to matter up what they think is right for them, or they can realize that that's not what we should be doing. You could ask me a question if it's usher to do something or not usher to do something. Is it usher to act in this way or not usher to act in that way? And I can tell you, it's not usher. It's technically not usher. There's no way to say that that's really usher. But is it the right thing you're supposed to... Is that what you're supposed to be doing? So that's the difference. Where is your Shalom Lishma headed? Is your Shalom Lishma out of honor? Out of trying to become a Rebbe? Of trying to make yourself better? Out of fear of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, fear of reprisal? If that's what it's supposed to be, then eventually that could lead to Lishma. That could become something good, because eventually you'll realize, alright, it's more than just that. But if your whole essence was about trying to get yourself into a better position for you, your ego needs a little bit of feeding. Or it's because you really want to be the person who knows everything, and when people go up and say to them that, you can argue every single point and knock them down. If that's what you're doing, that's a poison. that goes through your system, and slowly but surely it makes you think, who is that guy anyway? He can't give me Mussar. He can't tell me that I'm wrong. That guy's nothing. Rain is a bracha. But rain, when it's too much, and in the wrong places, and doing the wrong thing, can be the worst curse that a person could have. Ask anyone who's ever flooded. A flood is tremendous if you're unbelievably thirsty. A flood is horrible if you have a basement full of stuff. And that's obvious. Rain is a bracha until it's used in the wrong way. And that's what the Gemara meant. And that's why that pasuk was given. Yarov kamater l'chi to say ein arifa el arika. That learning shelo lishma in the wrong way leads to arifa. It's rain abused. Rain taken in the wrong fashion. So should a person not learn if he's not going to do it lishma? That's the point. That's what Tosis is trying to say. So it's trying to say, build yourself up. Know why you're doing it. Think about it. Why am I learning? What am I doing here? Am I doing it because my parents are forcing me? Am I doing it because I'm gaining from it? Am I doing it because I want the honor, or I want to become a rebbe, or I want to be known as that person who did this? Each one has ramifications. And think, can this lead to something better, or is this leading me down the wrong path? Check out your own midos. Kind of a person have you become ever since you started learning in Beis Medrash? Ever since you decided, this is what I'm going to do. Have you become a better person or not? And if you haven't become a better person, then what do you have to do to get there to become a better person? How can you improve your Torah learning to such a fashion where you can make it that eventually, Balishma, not that you'll be learning Lishma, but Balishma, the effect of the Lishma will hit you the way that it should properly. That's the idea behind what we're saying over here. Have a good week, everyone.